This is World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Nate Abarea. Thank you so much for joining us, whichever affiliate you are listening to the show on all across the U.S. of A. Thank you for making it a part of your daily plans. Thanks for subscribing to us and listening to us in podcast form via iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, the website that started it all, worldsoccertalk.com. Get involved in the wild thing known as the Twitter sphere. Here in 2015, that's the wild, wild west in internet form. Get on Twitter at World Soccer Talk to follow all of us and follow all of our coverage of the beautiful game. At Sport Byline USA for updates on this program and all the rest of the shows within the Sports Byline familia. And at Nate WST, if you want to send me a message, a tweet about how much you love the show, or you want to send 140 characters of absolute hatred and tell me that I am the Diego Costa of the radio waves. I still take that as a grand compliment, by the way, but whether it's the love mail or the hate mail, at Nate WST. Very excited about today's show. We've got Bonita Mercedes, the former head of corporate and public affairs at the Football Federation Australia. And we're talking all about her new involvement being a member of the new FIFA Now movement and this new organization that is after true reform within the world governing body of the game of soccer. However, it's not being done from within. We talk all about that all the time. And in my opinion, whether it's Prince Ali, Michel Platini, or a host of others that are rumored to take over the presidential seat once Sepp Blatter is finally done and gone, that it's not the system. If you try to change the system from within, it's not you that changes the system. It's the system that will eventually change you. Reform, in many ways, in this case, needs to come from the outside. And if a big enough movement can be created, true reform can be accomplished from the outside, moving in to FIFA. So we'll talk all about the new FIFA Now movement and the systemic corruption all around FIFA, but we're going to try to have some solutions in the program today and learn what you and I can do to help this movement. We'll talk about Andrew Jennings' latest comments about a revolution in U.S. soccer to oust Sunil Gulati. We'll talk about sponsors, TV companies, and the roles of mega corporations in all of this corruption. Bonita Mercedes of the new FIFA Now movement with us on World Soccer Talk Radio after this.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today. 1-800-684-5929. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
It's fall, and there's plenty of outdoor entertaining left to do, starting at the Home Depot. With everything you need to spice up your backyard, frame your yard with a new fence, enjoy the cool, crisp air on a cool, new deck. From small upgrades like railing and lighting to a whole new outdoor living area, now's the time to give the backyard an upgrade. Let's do this. Get the best prices on decking and fencing now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarrea, and we now welcome into the program Bonita Mercedes, the former head of corporate and public affairs at the Football Federation Australia and a member of the new FIFA Now organization. Bonita, thank you so much for coming on.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Nate.
So tell us about the new FIFA Now and what the purpose of this organization is.
Well, we're really not so much an organization in any formal sense, but a campaign group of people who got together following the Eckert summary of the Garcia report, which was, I guess, the first clue that there was something was really strange going on at FIFA, if in fact we didn't know already. And we got together and thought, the only way that we're going to reform FIFA or get a new type of FIFA is, in fact, to campaign for it and to campaign in terms of the key stakeholders. So that's the sponsors, the football associations, the 209 of them around the world, the executive committee, the fans and the players. And so what we've been doing or building over the past 8 or 9 months is, I guess, working with each of those groups of people to try to advocate for independent reform via a time-limited administration led by an eminent person. An eminent person, not an eminent person in sport.
Now, Bonita, you referenced something there, and in your work at the FFA, you became a bit of a whistleblower after you divulged some incredible details about the shadiness of FIFA deals to then FIFA internal investigator Michael Garcia. Now, before you spoke with Garcia, did you have any reservations about how FIFA would handle that matter, or did you believe that Garcia would be able to make change within the organization based on the findings?
I was very skeptical about the whole Garcia inquiry, and in fact, I didn't contact him. He contacted me, and I didn't contact him simply because I thought an inquiry by FIFA or by someone funded by FIFA of FIFA was only really going to come out with one conclusion, and that is that FIFA did nothing wrong. And so that was why I didn't sort of get in touch with him in the first when he invited people to do so. But he got in touch with me, and then I thought, you know, I'm a lifelong football fan, someone who absolutely loves the game, and I thought, okay, I really should be part of this process. And I met with him on a couple of occasions and spoke with him on more occasions. And, you know, it was clear that perhaps he had, as a consultant to FIFA, he had certain instructions to perform or conclusions to come up with. And that's what he did.
Now, Bonita, you touched on something there that I talk about frequently on this show, and it's this idea of FIFA reforming itself, and whether it's Prince Ali or Michel Platini, and we've talked quite a bit about that latter name on this show over the last week or so, but this idea of a new presidential candidate coming in and reforming FIFA from within, are you buying that, or is there going to take some true outside force for any reform to really happen?
Oh, absolutely not buying it. It's just simply incapable of reforming itself. I first said that in a presentation I did in 2011 and, you know, pointing to the serial allegations of corruption around FIFA at that time, let alone what we know now. And it's the same as Mike Garcia said. Mike Garcia said when he resigned via the New York Times that FIFA was incapable of reforming itself. And so many experts have said the same thing. You have people, whether it's Prince Ali or Dr. Chung from Korea or Michelle Platini or whoever, they've all been part of the FIFA system for either a very long time or even a short period. And they've only raised these issues of the need for reform in recent months. They haven't been willing to stand up from within the tent and say, this isn't how you do things in a proper grown-up 21st century organisation. They've just gone along with it. And this is why we say at New FIFA Now that we need an interim, time-limited administration led by an eminent person who can come in and completely overhaul the constitution, the statutes, the policies, the electoral processes. So it isn't what we know now. It will be a different beast. And then when that eminent person has done that, that they then hand it back to the sport for the sport to govern. But we have it in such a state that people around the world, players, fans, mums and dads, can be absolutely confident that we have a FIFA which is, you know, working within the highest realms of transparency and accountability that we expect of our governments and public institutions.
Bonita, you referenced a presentation that you gave in 2011. You referenced something from 4 years ago, and it seems like we're just now really getting the wheels moving in regards to true reform and true change. Why has it taken so long? Why did it take so long for these things to be seen by the masses?
Oh, look, I think it's because people don't necessarily want to know. And it's thanks to the US Department of Justice and the FBI that, in fact, the world is now awake to it. Some people have been awake to it for many years. You know, you speak with someone like Andrew Jennings, the British investigative journalist. He has been banging his head against a brick wall on these issues for well over a decade. People like me who have worked within the system and seen how it operates have also been saying the same thing, both from within the organisation and then when not being listened to from outside the organisation. And, of course, the first reaction when, you know, you have a whistleblower or you have an investigative journalist who is out there raising these issues, the first thing that most people want to do is disparage that individual. There's another journalist in Australia who is very well regarded by most people, but he has referred to Andrew Jennings as a discredited moron 4 years ago. Now, I suspect he's not actually thinking that anymore because Andrew Jennings is anything but. People like myself and people like other whistleblowers around, you know, we're accused of being bitter and twisted. We're not. You don't consistently say the same thing about how an organisation runs, how it is based on a culture of silence, a culture of intimidation, a culture of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You don't consistently say that just for a bit of fun and just because you're bitter and twisted. You say it because it's absolutely true.
But going a little bit deeper into this, why did people not want to see it? In you say people maybe wanted to throw up the blinders back in 2011, even in a couple of years following that. What was it that really changed the public outlook on this whole thing and the public's willingness to accept this information about the mass corruption going on in FIFA that's been going on for far longer than just the last year when it's been made public?
Well, there's two parts to that question. The first part is why haven't they wanted to beforehand? And I think that's because most people are fans. They love the game. They want to see the game. We all love the World Cup, right? Whether it be the Men's World Cup or the Women's World Cup. And so, therefore, what goes on the park is really what we're focused on. There's only a very small niche number of fans, but let's bear in mind there's about 3 billion fans around the world. There's only a small niche who are interested in, I guess, the politics off the field. So, one, you're dealing with a small number of people. And two, I think, as I said earlier, it has taken the might of the United States of America to come in and say, it was when the U.S. Department of Justice and when the U.S. Attorney General said, this FIFA way goes deep and it goes long, and it's not just about the 2018 and 2022 World Cup bidding process that everyone has been so focused on. It goes much deeper and longer than that. Obviously, that's going to make people sit up and take notice. Put that together with the fact that the Swiss government also is investigating. And, if you go back to May the 27th, when the indictments or the arrests first happened, the Swiss government announced, I think that they were looking at that time at 27 different cases of money, potential money laundering. Then that last count, they were looking at 121. So this isn't something that can be done in a short time frame either. It takes a lot of very detailed forensic work for people to work through it.
Bonita Mercedes, the former head of corporate and public affairs at the Football Federation Australia and a member of the new FIFA Now, is with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And we're going to talk about U.S. soccer's relation to all of this FIFA stuff on the other side of this break, and talk about the 2018 World Cup in Russia and the 2022 World Cup in Qatar and quite a bit more right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay with us.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
It's fall, and there's plenty of outdoor entertaining left to do, starting at the Home Depot. With everything you need to spice up your backyard, frame your yard with a new fence, enjoy the cool, crisp air on a cool, new deck. From small upgrades like railing and lighting to a whole new outdoor living area, now's the time to give the backyard an upgrade. Let's do this. Get the best prices on decking and fencing now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today. 1-800-684-5929. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the show. I'm your host, Nate Abarea. Tweet me at Nate WST. Joined again in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio by Bonita Merciades, the former head of corporate and public affairs at the Football Federation Australia and a member of the new FIFA Now. And that's what we're talking all about. And I want to take an American look at this, actually, with the help of someone that you brought up in the last segment, Bonita, and that is Mr. Andrew Jennings, who recently called for a quote-unquote revolution within U.S. soccer to oust Sunil Gulati after many questions were raised about what the president really knew about the corruption of his what many people look at as one of his best friends in Chuck Blazer and the corruption committed by Chuck Blazer over two decades on American soil. What would be your advice to soccer fans in the United States who may be simply wondering what to think of all of this?
Look, I think Andrew's quite right to call out Sunil Gulati on that. It's a bit the same issue as Michel Platini and even Sepp Blatter. I mean, they have used the same thing. They said, oh, we didn't know anything, any of this was going on. But it's really difficult to understand how you could not know what was going on when you've been so close to a person and worked with them so closely over not just 1 year, but I think in the Gulati Blazer case, it's something like almost 20 years. So you'd either have to think they're really, really bad at their job because they haven't actually known what's going on at all, or they've been prepared to turn a blind eye. And I think this is what the issue is with almost the whole of the executive committee. I wouldn't want to single out Dr. Gulati in any way, but the whole of the executive committee in FIFA, they've been there for periods from about 4 to 30-odd years, and they haven't raised these issues. They haven't sort of stood up publicly and declared that this isn't good enough and we need to get this fixed. And so, therefore, they're tainted. They're tainted not only by their lack of action over the past X years, but they're also tainted now by, for example, Mr. Blatter, having been, I guess, the subject of criminal or potential criminal questioning, and maybe, and I underscore that, Michel Platini will be also. I mean, if you're on the executive committee, wouldn't you be demanding that those people be suspended as a minimum? And yet they do nothing. And so it's not just Sunil Gulati, it is many other people on that executive committee. And you get to the point where you think, why are you there? When did you lose your love of football? And when did being in a powerful position become so much more important than your love of football? Because that's what it is. That's the only way you can explain this non-action from all of them.
Bonita, what did you make of the latest news of Jack Warner, Mr. Trinidad and Tobago and former vice president of FIFA and someone with deep connections to CONCACAF, being banned from football for life over the last day or so? What did you make of this? And is there a deeper plan with all of this from FIFA, in your opinion?
Well, I think I rest my case in terms of FIFA's inability to do anything about itself. I mean, why did it take 4 years? I mean, it's the same issue with Platini saying that he got a payment for something that happened, I think it was 9 years beforehand. I don't know anyone else in the world who would wait 9 years for a payment if that's what they were owed. And so likewise, why did the Ethics Committee take 4 years to come to the conclusion that they needed to ban Jack Warner for life? Jack, you only have to Google FIFA and corruption, and Jack Warner's pretty much well high up on the list of page one of Google. So it is just indicative of how FIFA runs, that it likes to circle the wagons, it likes to protect their own, and it doesn't really want to do anything that is really going to reform the organisation and make each of us sort of stand up and go, yay, FIFA, you're actually doing something about it now that we can be proud of. There's nothing that they do other than on the field, the World Cup itself, that we can be proud of.
Bonita, what would you say to the assertion that, because you bring up the power of the American government, the American Department of Justice, the FBI, as well as some incredible British journalists, British investigative journalists. What would you say to the assertion that if the 2018 World Cup had gone to England and the 2022 World Cup had gone to the U.S. as opposed to Russia and Qatar, that if those World Cups had gone to England and the USA respectively, that we wouldn't be hearing about any of this FIFA stuff and Sepp Blatter would still be president for life and it would be FIFA as usual? What do you think of that?
Oh, I totally agree. In fact, I think I'm one of the first people to have said it. As one of the countries that bid, and as one of the countries that play, that I believe there is strong evidence to suggest that we played the game the FIFA way, only not as well as some of the others. If a country such as England, the USA, or Australia had won either 2018 or 2022, there wouldn't have been any sort of question marks raised. We would have thought, oh yeah, okay. They're all going to host good World Cups. We're happy to have a World Cup there, and that would have been it. And likewise, you know, if Spain had won, or even Korea or Japan, perhaps. I think it's actually been a blessing in disguise that the decisions that were made, that we got Russia and that we got Qatar, because it's what has focused the mind, and particularly Qatar 2022, it's what has focused the mind of so many people around the world and has been a rallying cry. It is because those decisions are indicative of the decision-making framework that FIFA operates under. It's not the only potentially corrupt decisions that they've made over the years, and it's not the only evidence of potentially corrupt action. You only need to listen to Loretta Lynch to know that. But if those decisions hadn't been made, we probably would have thought, okay, that's all right, that we can just get on with it. So I think it has been a blessing in disguise.
Well, it certainly seems as if the selection of Qatar for World Cup 2022 was the straw that broke the camel's back. And it was so much deeper on the as far as the corruption goes than just a selection for one World Cup, as you rightly point out. So it seems as if it's the straw that broke the camel's back. And that transitions into the obvious question here. And that is, in your opinion, where we're 7 years out from this thing, do you think it's still going to happen, or are we going to tackle this thing and not let Qatar 2022 happen?
It's a difficult question to answer, that one, because I think if there is no evidence to support that Qatar won that bid anyway, in any way that was corrupt, then it is difficult to sustain an argument that they shouldn't host it. And this is, I guess, part of what the Swiss government in particular is looking for, because they are particularly looking at not just the winning countries, Russia and Qatar, but they are looking at the whole bid processes for 2018 and 2022 and what went on. So if they have compelling evidence regarding that, then obviously it's something that the world football or the world community will have to look at. At this point, though, 7 years out, Qatar would turn around and say, for instance, the things that were detailed in The Ugly Game by Heidi Blake and Jonathan Calvert, they would say, I suspect that was removed from them because it was another person, Mohammed bin Hamman, who has in fact been banned for life from football. So I think it is too soon to answer that question. And in a sense, while, again, 2018 and 2022 decisions were emblematic of everything that is wrong with FIFA, the more important, bigger question is to fix FIFA first, because we want to get to the point where we no longer have to have these quixotic decisions that are taken behind closed doors where there is no transparency and which take no account of any objective measurement. I mean, if the World Cups in 2018 and 2022 had been based on objective measures such as the security assessments that were done, the cost-benefit analysis that was done, the technical inspection that was done, and then perhaps take into account the country's sales document, i.e. the bid book, then there's a strong argument to suggest that neither Russia nor Qatar would have won. And that's the problem. The decision was never taken on its merits, because basically FIFA decisions are not taken on their merits. It's based on other things that go on behind closed doors.
Bonita Merciades, a member of the new FIFA Now, is with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And when we get back here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, we're going to talk a little bit about sponsorships and television deals. We hear all about these giant corporations and networks paying billions to FIFA over the years and skimming millions off the top of deals and the role that these giant corporations play in this corruption within the world governing body of the game that we love so much. Bonita Merciades and yours truly, Nate Abarea, back with you after this right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. It's the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. Have you seen a big white limousine around here? I think somebody stole my ride. At least there wasn't anything valuable in it, like my $20 family fill-up. With 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It feeds a family of 4. I never let it out of my sight. Say, can you drop me off at a KFC? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
It's fall, and there's plenty of outdoor entertaining left to do, starting at the Home Depot. With everything you need to spice up your backyard, frame your yard with a new fence, enjoy the cool, crisp air on a cool, new deck. From small upgrades like railing and lighting to a whole new outdoor living area, now's the time to give the backyard an upgrade. Let's do this. Get the best prices on decking and fencing now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio. Nate Abarea here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. This Sunday, Manchester United have got an opportunity to make quite the statement of intent in the Premier League. The Red Devils facing Arsenal in the library. Oops, I mean the Emirates Stadium. So to bring you the match, it's Gaz and Adam. Who else? The full-time Devils. They'll be returning for your audio pleasure. the only two lads in the entire world that can take my hatred of Manchester United down from a 10 out of 10 to a 9.9 out of 10. They are damn good. The blokes from the most popular United channel on YouTube will be taking you through the match live on Rabble.tv. With Rabble, the concept is simple. All you got to do, tune into the TV broadcast, press the mute button, and then head over to Rabble.tv to listen to them sharing their analysis with Rabble. You can listen to their broadcast on your desktop, your iOS app, and now through your mobile browser. Plus, join in by posting your questions or observations in the comment section, or create your own broadcast and call one of your team's games. Cut your teeth as a young broadcaster in this world. Call the games that you want to call. It's easy, it's free, it's Rabble. And again, join the full-time Devils on Rabble this Sunday from 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time on Rabble.tv, where it's your team and your call. We've had Gaz on the show before, and coming up this Thursday, we will have Adam from the full-time Devils right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, surely talking all about Sunday's Man United-Arsenal showdown at the Emirates. Cheers to Rabble.tv for their continued support of World Soccer Talk Radio. We are here with Bonita Mercedes, the former head of corporate and public affairs at the Football Federation Australia and a member of the new FIFA Now. And we talked about at the end of the last segment, and we were chatting off air there for a second, Bonita, about the role that giant corporations and TV networks have played in this corruption within FIFA. Talk a little bit about the role of sponsors and TV networks that buy specifically the World Cup television rights. How compliant have these major corporations and TV networks been in paying billions to FIFA to help fuel their lavish lifestyles and their ability, and this is one of the most important things, their ability to casually skim millions off the top of these deals?
Look, that goes to the heart of what many of the issues are, and one of the issues we raised earlier too about why people haven't taken a lot of notice, and that is we love the World Cup and we love the football. And so therefore, broadcasters in particular do pay billions of dollars to have the rights to show the World Cup or the World Cup tournaments. And, you know, that's what FIFA lives off, both the broadcast revenue as well as the sponsorship revenue. And because they have such great commercial returns for those broadcasters and for those sponsors, by and large, they have been very reluctant to do anything to upset the apple cart, particularly where there's a highly competitive environment and there may be another provider, whether it be a broadcaster or a commercial organisation, that could come in and just take their spot. Having said that, you know, one of the things that we're very delighted with is that there are three companies, three major sponsors of FIFA, who have heeded the call for independent FIFA reform. They do understand now, finally, that FIFA is incapable of reforming itself and that we do need an eminent person who understands governance to lead that process. Those companies are Coca-Cola, Visa and McDonald's. But, you know, there are five other major sponsors who have failed to come to that conclusion as yet. And the broadcasters are a different kettle of fish altogether. I mean, I think if the broadcasters could just sort of, you know, turn around and pretend they're not there for the next 3 years and they'll pop up again in 2018, they'd be happy. But they'd have to start, and particularly the sponsors and those five sponsors who have yet to sort of realise that they should be doing something to be consistent with their corporate values in relation to business integrity, as well as their corporate values in relation to human rights as in relation to the Qatar 2022 World Cup. They are Gazprom, Hyundai, Kia, Anheuser-Busch, which is the maker of Budweiser. And I've forgotten the last one as I'm talking to you, but there's one other one. And, you know, they have yet to come to the party on that, and we would hope that they can do so.
What's it going to take for them to come to the party? I mean, if nothing has done it thus far, what additional, you know, impetus is there going to be for these people to smell what's cooking here?
Look, it's a good question. And by the way, that fifth one, of course, is Adidas, who has been with FIFA for a very, very long time. You do have to wonder that. It's a question that we've asked them regularly. We keep in contact with them regularly. We encourage fans from around the world to contact them and say that, you know, at the end of the day, if we do not buy their products, I guess Gazprom's a different kettle of fish, but if we don't buy their products, then it's not much use them putting themselves out there in relation to the World Cup. But even so, as purchasers of those products and consumers of those products, we do have a right to make our feelings known. And you know, it's very hard to understand why a company with the reputation of, say, Budweiser or Adidas, who says that they have corporate values related to business integrity, then turns around and gives hundreds of millions of dollars to FIFA but won't support independent FIFA reform. They keep tending to believe that these various internal committees that they have going is actually going to result in something decent. I mean, we've had a governance process back in 2011. We had another one in 2013, and now we've got another one this year. Nothing's changing. In fact, it's getting worse. And now the rest of the world realises how bad it is too. It's about time the sponsor said enough's enough. Well, it's not that they want to give up football, but they don't want to have FIFA in its current form.
Bonita, you touched on this in the opening minutes of our conversation. I want to go back to this right now and maybe trying to figure out your ideal way, how you would propose an independent leader, a truly independent leader, be elected as part of a new FIFA. We hear so much about these elections coming up. How do you propose an independent leader be elected as part of a new FIFA, and what checks and balances can really be instituted to ensure that this new leader is held accountable?
Well, we don't see it as being someone who's elected. It's almost being someone who's imposed. And by the way, checks and balances is a very important concept, which of course FIFA don't have. What we're saying is FIFA is so broken, it is so incapable of reforming itself, that it really needs this high-level, independent, time-limited administration to come in, a bit like happened with the Olympic movement after the Salt Lake City scandal, and comes in over the top and reforms the organisation. That would be the electoral process, as I mentioned earlier, the constitution, how people are elected, who elects them, how long for, etc., and then develops all of those things, implements them, and then conducts a fresh presidential election or executive committee election at that time, and then hands the sport back. So it's not a question of an independent person being elected. It's a question of an independent person, eminent person leading a group of experts to bring in the appropriate governance reforms that are needed to bring FIFA into the 21st century, to make it... I mean, one of the excuses FIFA has used over the years, I've been on forums where FIFA people have said this, is, oh, we can't possibly operate at the highest levels of accountability because we have 209 members and, oh, you know what it's like, some of those countries aren't as good as some of the other countries. And that may be the case, but that's not good enough. When you're an international organisation operating within a global community, you need to be operating at the highest levels, and you bring the rest of the 209 countries with you. And that's why, from New FIFA Now's perspective, one of the things, we have a charter for reform and guiding principles for democracy, transparency and accountability in FIFA. And one of the measures that we include in that is a recognition that it needs not only to be top down, but bottom up. And each of those 209 member associations, including the United States, including Australia, should also be implementing similar levels of democracy and transparency and accountability, and be held by the period 2020. So they've got 5 years to do it, and be held accountable annually for their progress in doing so.
Bonita, with a new FIFA organization that would be accountable, transparent, and truly above board, what would the future look like for soccer worldwide, in your opinion?
Well, I think we'd still be able to enjoy the World Cup. We'd be able to enjoy the fact that decisions were made on based on where to hold the World Cup that were based on merit along those lines that I mentioned earlier, those four key factors. I think we could be certain that we'd be able to address some of the huge issues that are facing football, such as match fixing, people trafficking, racism, gender inequity. All of those things will not be addressed until we have a proper governance process in, or a proper governance structure in place where you've got good and decent people running the organisation. So I think, one, there'd be enormous confidence, there'd be enormous trust, there'd be enormous optimism about addressing some of these issues. And I think that's where we would see the FIFA of the future. And it would mean that the mums and dads, you know, and, you know, I'm one of them too. I've, both my kids have come through the system playing the game. The mums and dads who take their kids out every weekend to play football and then to go and watch it, or soccer, would be absolutely confident that this sport is something that has the right values, that has the types of values that they want their children to also live up to and be a part of.
Bonita, in the 3 minutes that we've got left here with you, I also want to actually let the listeners know how they can help the new FIFA Now cause. But how would you sum up the mission of new FIFA Now?
Our mission is to see the type of organization, world governing body running football in which players and fans, who we consider to be the forgotten stakeholders of the game, have an input, and in which they can have absolute confidence and trust in the decisions that are made and the decision-making framework for the organisation. So that's our mission, is to see that at the end of the day. And the means by which we see that happening is through independent, time-limited administration led by an eminent person for a FIFA reform commission.
And Bonita, how can folks get involved with this cause and be a part of the new FIFA Now movement that we've talked so much about?
Well, look, we'd love people to get involved. There's a number of ways. One, they can sign a petition at our website, which is www.newfifanow.org. There's also on the website, you'll see our charter and guiding principles in a number of languages, as well as opportunities or suggestions to write to your FA. And there's all the details by which you can contact them, as well as writing to the sponsors, both by email or directly through Twitter, with suggested tweets and suggested emails that you can send to them. So they're the major ways that we would love to see people involved and supporting us.
Now, Bonita, you are a proud Australian, but if I'm not mistaken, you've been speaking to us from Greece during this show?
That's correct. I have been speaking from Greece. I'm on holiday at the moment, yes.
And where exactly is the holiday taking you? And what has been the main purpose of the holiday? Why Greece?
Why Greece? Family background in Greece, and it's a good opportunity. I think it's a wonderful country to visit with some lovely, friendly people, great food, great sights, and great weather at this time of year.
Well, you enjoy it and live it up over there in Greece. I wish I was over there myself, and I really appreciate you taking time on your holiday to be with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. You're welcome back anytime, and again, thanks again for coming on.
That's a pleasure. Thanks very much, Nate.
Again, that was Bonita Mercedes, the former head of corporate and public affairs at the Football Federation Australia. We were talking all about the new FIFA Now and Bonita's work with the new FIFA Now movement. Check it out for yourself. Another huge thank you to Bonita Mercedes for joining us right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. My name is Nate Abarea, and I will be back with you after this, taking the express train home right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Another huge thank you to Bonita Merciades, the former head of corporate and public affairs at the Football Federation Australia and a member of the new FIFA Now movement. Wanted to give these Twitter handles out. Check this stuff out, at new FIFA Now, and you can also follow at Bonita Merciades. Her last name spelled M-E-R-S-I-A-D-E-S. She also has a football coverage Twitter handle, I should say, at my football today. Be sure to check all of that out. That was a fascinating conversation, and we'll definitely be in touch here in the near and distant futures with the new FIFA Now movement. And think about what you can do to be a part of this thing. Think about what you and I can do to be solution oriented here as we talk about all this corruption, the systemic corruption within the game that we love so much. What can you and I do to help this cause? Check out at New FIFA Now on Twitter and be a part of the New FIFA Now movement. Another huge thank you to Bonita. Thanks to the gaffer, Chris Harris, for organizing this thing. Thanks to the producers back in San Francisco, Dom and Scott. For all of the fantastic folks who make this show possible, my name is Nate Abarea. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.